In its quest to provide an open forum for discussion of controversial issues, this station allows hosts and their guests to express themselves without any significant censorship. You're advised that any views expressed by the hosts or their guests are not necessarily the views of Tug Entertainment or its partners.
And there's no stopping us right now. I feel
welcome to Act Local, marketing for small business with your host, Kaylin Amadio. Kaylin helps concerned, confused, and even clueless small business entrepreneurs market simply, safely, and successfully. Join Kaylin for some Monday morning marketing madness that will leave you with more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives you the power to bring your business to the next level. Whether you need help with online media, social media, video, or mobile marketing for your local business, this marketing black belt will guide you into the 21st century with easy tips, tricks, and techniques that get your local business seen and heard. And now here is your host, third degree black belt, speaker, seminar leader, engineer, and internet marketing entrepreneur, Kaylin Amadio.
Hey, good morning. I'm Kaylin Amadio, and you are listening to Act Local, marketing for small business, coming to you this fabulous post-Super Bowl Monday morning, as I do every morning from New York. And we are going to be talking some gratitude today. I know that I'm grateful for the Puppy Bowl yesterday afternoon on Animal Planet. It was actually their ninth season. And I tell you, them puppies, they never stopped making me smile. I just love them. And I was rooting for Fitz as the MVP, which in this case means most valuable puppy. But Marta came on strong during the first half, so I ended up voting for Marta. I think we'll find out at noon today who the MVP was. Now, if you've heard the show before, you know that I always have some talking points at the top of the hour, and I leave you with what I call today's takeaway, which gives you one action you can take right now to help you with your local business marketing. And today, we are going to tackle a concept that Gary Vaynerchuk calls the thank you economy. I first heard Gary V as a keynote speaker in New York City at Blog World in 2010, I think it was. And his second book, The Thank You Economy, had just come out. And Gary very generously gave everyone in the room, and there were hundreds of us, a copy of the book. The opening paragraph inside the flap of the dust jacket says, "The thank you economy is about something big, something greater than any single revolutionary platform. It isn't some abstract concept or wacky business strategy. It's real, and every one of us is doing business in it every day, whether we choose to recognize it or not." Now, my guest today is going to help us with this concept of what Gary V calls the thank you economy. She is a gratitude expert and knows the ins and outs from a business perspective and psychological perspective to making gratitude pay, so to speak. So stay tuned. Now you've got the idea. We're going to talk about gratitude as part of your marketing strategy. And I mean that in the best possible way, not in some perverted, scheming, up to no good way. I mean it in an authentic way. Gratitude can be a very big, B-I-G, big concept in your marketing. I have a friend who is a business coach who started a 21-day gratitude movement on a social media platform that encouraged people to join it and share publicly three things that they were grateful for every day. And I heard through the grapevine, not from her directly, but through the grapevine, that that effort brought her 100 new sales leads during that 21 days because people who participated wanted to know about how she could help them with their business. That's an impressive result for merely being thankful. An article I read in Psychology Today stated that gratitude is what gets poured into the glass to make it half full. I really love that. Think about that. gratitude is what gets poured into the glass to make it half full. And this article went on to say that studies show gratitude not only can be deliberately cultivated, but can increase levels of well-being and happiness among those who do cultivate it. And that not only expressing gratitude, but sharing it with others is associated with increased optimism, energy, and empathy. So if you can cultivate an attitude of gratitude within yourself, with your employees, with your customers, imagine the impact that that could create. Ask yourself if you enjoy it when someone thanks you in an unexpected way, when you feel appreciated. It changes how you view the person or the business that is showing you that gratitude. So this, of course, leads me to today's takeaway. Remember, I want to make sure that you have one action that you can take today that will help you grow your business even further. And today, I want you to do one of two things. Whichever one appeals to you most, it's your choice today. The first choice is to get a notebook, a journal, a spiral notebook, something that has some blank pages in it that you can write in for the next 21 days. And in that notebook, once a day, I want you to write down three things you are grateful for. They can be personal things, they can be business things, stuff from the past, or things that literally just happened the day before. It doesn't matter what or from when, just write down three things that you are grateful for in your life. Now, that was choice number one. Or you can go for door number two. I want you to go out and buy 21 thank you notes or stationery cards that are blank inside and 21 first-class postage stamps. Now, if you're like me, you've received note cards as a gift at some point in the past, and they're probably collecting dust in a bottom drawer somewhere. I know that I have a few in a bottom drawer collecting dust. So get your hands on 21 cards. Then every day, before you start your typical morning business routine, I want you to write one thank you note to anyone you like for any particular reason that strikes your fancy. This could actually be pretty fun. It could give you an excuse to touch someone you haven't seen or spoken to in forever. Or you could simply thank your neighbor for bringing in your garbage pails for you because they noticed you'd left the house super early. Whatever the reason, just write one card a day, address it, and drop it in the mail for 21 straight days. And when those 21 days are over, you can stop or you can keep going. But either way, I'd like you to email me and tell me what happened as a result. And that is today's takeaway. Of course, if you have any questions, go ahead and send me an email to actlocal@kaylinamadio.com. So before I bring on my guest, I need you to get connected with me, communicate. As I do every week, I will always leave it to you to choose your favorite method. You can find links to all of the common and your favorite social media platforms. And of course, my email address I mentioned on the Act Local show page at Rockstar Radio Network. If you're hearing me for the first time, I'll tell you my favorite social media platform is Twitter. So please follow me on Twitter at Kaylin Amadio. You can find a link to that on the Act Local show page. Join the conversation during and after the show by using the hashtag, and remember, hashtag is the #, Act Local Marketing. And while you're getting my Twitter link and getting connected, make sure that you sign up for Kick It. It's my weekly newsletter, and it offers loads of local business marketing ideas and advice each week, just like you hear here on Act Local. So make sure you sign up for that. And don't forget to tell your friends, your social media followers, and networking buddies about Act Local. And if you have an iTunes account, you know, you can subscribe to the podcast. It's pushed to iTunes every week, and it's a free podcast, as all podcasts there on iTunes are. And if you listen to one of those podcasts, leave a review over at iTunes. Those reviews really help us get noticed at the iTunes store, and they help push this podcast up and around the ratings, which, of course, lets us help more businesses become part of this trillion-dollar marketing movement that small business creates in the United States. You've helped us show up on the new and noteworthy list, in the business section, the what's hot list. I think we were on the new and noteworthy list just last night, which is great. It changes a lot. So I thank you for all of your help with that. Now, I would like to introduce you to my guest today. Please help me welcome Lori Seitz. Lori is a nationally recognized expert in using gratitude to boost client retention and increase referral business. She's the founder of Zen Rabbit, which is a concierge-type company specializing in multiplying profits through sweet appreciation. Lori works with busy professionals to make it easy for them to keep more of their customers for longer by saying thank you to them. What's become known as the gratitude cookie is the main tool used for that purpose. Lori's reputation is going above and beyond on behalf of her clients is very well known. She has more than 20 years of experience in marketing and communications. Immediately prior to launching Zen Rabbit, Lori worked as a radio personality in the West Palm Beach and Treasure Coast markets. She has served as a pre-GED teacher and an adult literacy tutor and is a strong proponent for increasing literacy worldwide. In addition to running Zen Rabbit, she coaches startup food entrepreneurs in her spare time, and you can find her at the gym or the library or seeking new friends in clothes and gourmet foods. I love that. How are you this morning, Lori?
Hello, Kaylin.
Okay, good. I thought maybe I wasn't connected there for a second. So we have just, maybe 30 seconds or so until the next break. So when we get back, I'm going to ask you to give us a little bit about your background and how Zen Rabbit got started. But first, we're going to have to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Act Local Marketing on the Rockstar Radio Network with my guest, Zen Rabbit.
Right now. I feel so close to you right now.
Act Local is the place where busy entrepreneurs like you gain more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives them the power to bring their business to the next level. Kaylin returns after a short break with more strategies and techniques to develop your inner warrior. We'll be right back.
If you could live your life truly standing in a place of peace, joy, and abundance, wouldn't that make your heart soar? Now you can, with Lessons in Joyful Living, with your host, Kimberly Rinaldi, Mondays at noon Central on the Rockstar Radio Network. Kimberly Rinaldi, having created a highly successful coaching practice, now teaches Lessons in Joyful Living. She believes in empowering others and that through it, you have the ability to break through any and all barriers, thus allowing you to reach your greatest potential and joyfully step into your life's purpose. What used to take weeks, months, or even years, she can now teach you in a matter of hours with her programs. For more on Kim and her show, go to her website, KimberlyRinaldi.com. That's RINALDI.com. Then join us for Lessons in Joyful Living with your host, Kimberly Rinaldi, Mondays at noon Central, here on the Rockstar Radio Network. Are you happy with your life? Satisfied with the direction you're taking? More importantly, are you content with the results you're seeing? Then Success Profiles Radio is the program for you. Join host Brian K. Wright as he talks to experts in many areas relating to life success, including expertise in leadership, business, relationships, careers, networking, health, overcoming adversity, and much more. Each week, we'll explore different aspects of success and how to apply them to your life. For more on Brian and the show, check out his website, BrianKWright.com. Each week is a dose of inspiration. So many people live their lives wanting more than they currently have. Success Profiles Radio is a show that will clearly demonstrate the principle, if I can do it, you can do it. So don't miss this opportunity to take control of your life and your results. Success Profiles Radio with Brian K. Wright, Mondays at 5 p.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network.
And there's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you.
Welcome back to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business with your host, Kaylin Amadio. Building on the marketing philosophy that we all have an inner warrior, part of us that demands we compete and win, that we defend our ideals, and that we take action to pursue what matters most. As a martial artist, she has lived her life by a certain code. These five words: perseverance, integrity, courtesy, self-control, and indomitable spirit. These are the foundation of her personal belief system and her corporate doctrine. And now let's return to Act Local and your host, Kaylin Amadio.
Welcome back. I'm Kaylin Amadio, and you are listening to Act Local Marketing for Small Business with my guest today, Lori Seitz, founder of Zen Rabbit. Please visit that website at zenrabbit.com. That's Z-E-N-R-A-B-B-I-T, spelled just as it sounds and as it should be, zenrabbit.com. And I have to tell you that when I introduced Lori at the end of the last break, and I didn't hear her speak, I had one of those panicked moments in life when you think, oh no, everything has gone wrong. And I thought I'd been talking all this time and wasn't actually on the air, but it turns out that we're fine. And Lori, you can hear me, right?
I can, yes.
Okay, good. You know that panic feeling you get, you know, that just sort mm-hmm. of erupts from your stomach and comes up and you think, oh no.
It's terrible.
But it's great. This is a good way always to start Monday morning, is for me to be able to learn from my guests. And I'm particularly looking forward to that this morning. So if you would, I always like to find out from my guests at the beginning of an interview, sort of what brought them to this moment in time, you know, a little synopsis of their background that got them here and now. So can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Sure, certainly. My background is in marketing and corporate communications and public relations, a little bit in broadcast. And I spent most of my marketing career on the corporate side, working within organizations and bringing their message out into the world. And so that's what I really enjoy. I went a little bit on the agency side, and then I realized how much I preferred it back on the corporate side, working with one client from the inside. So,
right.
That's
so, you know, those are the kinds of things. I have a son in college, and, you know, and another one in high school, another one in middle school, but the one in college, you know, is trying to figure out, he knows what he's studying. He has a major, and but he's still thinking, you know, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? And the one in high school keeps thinking that he's got to choose a career and that's going to define him forever. And it scares him to choose something. And what they mm-hmm. don't know, and that only, you know, living can tell you, is that you get lots of opportunities, right, to do the things that you love and to see it from different aspects. You know, for you, it was corporate versus agency. And you start to learn what you like and what you don't like so that you can hone in on what makes you happy to do your work. And I keep trying to explain that to them, but they're just, you know, they're not old enough to get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's some lessons you can only learn by living them.
Exactly. Now let's talk about Zen Rabbit. I love the name of this firm. How did you start Zen Rabbit?
Yeah, well, you mentioned in my introduction the gratitude cookie, and that comes from a family recipe. We used to make these cookies at the holidays, and they were always delicious. And then as an adult, when I was still making them and handing them out to friends and family, people would always say, oh, my gosh, these are so good. You should sell these. It's every food entrepreneur's story. And I thought, yeah, you know, I should do something with this. But I was working full-time, and I wasn't looking for a second full-time job, so I kind of just kept it in the back of my head. And then when it came to the point where I wasn't working, I thought, well, what am I going to do now? And I went back to that recipe and looked at it and thought, well, okay, what can I do with this? How can I make this into a business? And it was never my intention to be the next Mrs. Fields. I wasn't really interested in creating a cookie company. And I, you know, having the background in marketing and working with corporate and business people and clients, I thought, what if I could make this a tool to help businesses say thank you to their clients and package it in such a way that it portrays the image that they would want to share with the world. And so I kind of put those two things together and used the gratitude cookie as a tool for helping businesses say thank you to their clients and to their referral sources, and really to anybody, employees, anybody who is supporting their success.
That's very interesting, because there are a lot of times in life that people find that they're pulled in several directions. So for you, it was, you know, this cookie and enjoying this, but you knew that you didn't want to be Mrs. Fields. That's a whole nother endeavor altogether, you know, and you had this other background in communications and marketing, and you found a way to mesh the two. And that's the hardest part for most people who make the decision, entrepreneurs, you know, that they want to be in business for themselves, but they don't necessarily know what they want to do, or they're interested in several things, or they're good at several things, and they don't want to just choose one. I like it that you found a very clever way, you know, as an entrepreneur, to bring things together that you loved and use them together. That's really great thinking.
Yeah. And it's funny, because people still refer to me as the cookie lady. I was at a party Saturday night, and there were a bunch of people I didn't know, but the hosts had apparently talked about Zen Rabbit and the gratitude cookie with them, because I was in conversation, not even talking about the business, and all of a sudden they went, wait a minute, you're the cookie lady. I'm like, okay. It happened three times. So
then that means, you know, someone's trying to tell you something.
Yes. But, yeah. So, you know, I just gently explain, yes, we use the cookie. It's really more about gratitude.
But they still think of you as the cookie lady. We have another host here on Rockstar, Carol McManus, who does a show Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. in the afternoon. And when she had started her business, she was working a lot with LinkedIn and counseling other people on how to really use it effectively, because she built a six-figure business in a very short period of time by utilizing LinkedIn as a tool. And she found herself speaking at a conference somewhere, and she was in the ladies' room, and another gal walked in and said, oh, you're the LinkedIn lady. And that's how she got her moniker, and that's what she's known as now. You know, America's LinkedIn lady. So it's funny how these things happen. So
yes.
Zen Rabbit is about helping other businesses thank their clients. But don't people assume that we value their business? Is it safe to make that assumption?
Have you ever heard that expression about what happens when you assume?
Yes.
That could happen. People in business like to assume that their clients know they value their business, but that's not, almost never true. There's a statistic floating around out there. It's 68%, I think it is. 68% of a business's clients will leave, not because that business did anything wrong, didn't make a mistake, wasn't necessarily offensive, but simply because the customer did not feel that the business valued having them as a customer. And so it is very important to actually say what you're feeling. For example, let me ask you this question. Do you ever get tired of people saying how much they value you?
Let me think.
I appreciate what you do for me. Thank you.
No, of course not.
Okay, so it really can't be said too much. And one of the analogies I like to use is when people get into a relationship, and it could be with a significant other, it could be a marriage, or it could be a parent-child relationship, really any valuable relationship. On that day that the child is born, or that you get married, and you say, I love you to that person, is that the last time you say it?
No, absolutely not.
Same concept. People are people. We're human, and we need to hear how much we're valued, whether it's for a business or a personal relationship.
That's a really good analogy, actually. Because we tend to start to take for granted right?
Mm-hmm.
The things
mm-hmm.
that happen. And this happens in, you know, marriages and relationships, too. You start to take for granted the things that you think are always going to be there for you. And that's true in our businesses with our customers as well.
Right. Exactly.
Very, very interesting.
You keep saying it.
So it's more than just having good manners. I remember when my kids were completely into Barney, you know, and they had that please and thank you song. I did a whole answering machine message on our answering machine at the time where I sang that whole please and thank you song. And at the end, I asked people to please leave your message at the beep. Thank you. Just because, you know, it made my kids happy. And makes me happy to sing once in a while as well. But it's more than just good manners, I guess, right? There's actually some sort of metric that we can put to this when we show clients our appreciation, some kind of return on investment.
Yes, this is where it gets really exciting because, like you said, we know it's good manners and it's the quote-unquote right thing to do to say thank you to someone. But there actually is a financial benefit to doing that. And the businesses that are not doing it consistently are leaving money on the table.
This is something you can quantify, you're saying.
Yes. Yes. And have a story I would love to share with you.
Okay. And you know what? Hold on to it because I know that we're getting close to a break. So I don't want you to start a story and not be able to finish it so that we can start it when we get back from the next break. So, this will be very interesting to be able to quantify how appreciating your customers actually has an ROI associated with it. You're listening to Act Local Marketing for Small Business.
There's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you right now.
Act Local is the place where busy entrepreneurs like you gain more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives them the power to bring their business to the next level. Kaylin returns after a short break with more strategies and techniques to develop your inner warrior. We'll be right back.
In today's business world, you have to be LinkedIn. LinkedIn, it's a great tool. And Carol McManus is the LinkedIn lady. Join us for the LinkedIn Lady Show every weekday afternoon at 3 p.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network. Carol is here to show you and your business how every social media site has a specific demographic, personality, and purpose that can benefit you. In each show, the LinkedIn Lady will have a variety of guests, such as business owners who will showcase their businesses and talk about how they're using social media to stay in touch with not only customers, but to attract new relationships that become customers. Other guests will be experts in social media who will speak to the use of Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google, Plaxo, Squidoo, and of course, LinkedIn. For more on Carol and the show, check out her website, LinkedInLady.com. Join us for the LinkedIn Lady Show with your host, Carol McManus, every weekday afternoon at 3 p.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network. Thursday nights, get ready for the Read My Lips Tips for Success radio show with your host, Linnea Millette, at 11, 10 Central on TogiNet.com. What are the Read My Lips Tips for Success? Well, it's spelled out like this. R, realize it is possible. E, embrace all relationships. A, advance through adversity. D, develop your significance. M, manage your health and wealth. Y, yield to your natural abilities. L, listen to your heart. I, invest in yourself. P, persist by taking small steps. And S, serve others. Each week on the show, you'll find a safe haven whereby tips, insights, and strategies are shared by Linnea and her guests. Go to Linnea's website, readmylipstips.com. Then join us Thursday nights at 11, 10 p.m. Central for the Read My Lips Tips for Success radio show with your host, Linnea Millette, on toginet.com.
And there's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you.
Welcome back to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business with your host, Kaylin Amadio. building on the marketing philosophy that we all have an inner warrior, part of us that demands we compete and win, that we defend our ideals, and that we take action to pursue what matters most. As a martial artist, she has lived her life by a certain code. These five words: perseverance, integrity, courtesy, self-control, and indomitable spirit. These are the foundation of her personal belief system and her corporate doctrine. And now let's return to Act Local and your host, Kaylin Amadio.
Welcome back. I'm Kaylin Amadio, and you are listening to Act Local Marketing for Small Business with my guest today, Lori Seitz, who is the founder of Zen Rabbit. Please visit that website of hers at zenrabbit.com, spelled just like you would expect it to be, ZenRabbit.com. She has a Facebook page as well, which is facebook.com/ZenRabbit. Is that correct, Lori?
That is correct.
Okay, good. So right before we were going to break, we were talking about the fact that Lori's going to share a story with us about how she can quantify or help businesses quantify appreciation in terms of their return on investment, so to speak. Can you share that story with us, Lori?
Yes, and before I get into that story directly, I want to talk about something else real quick, and that is changing the oil in your car. When I know, it's a completely different topic. No, anybody who owns a car and has driven it for any length of time knows that you need to change the oil every 3,000, or now with the new cars, it's 6,000 miles. And
right,
it's not, if you don't change the oil at 6,000 miles and you wait until 7,000, the engine is not going to seize up and cause you problems right away. Like on 6,001 miles, your car is not going to stop. It will probably continue for 7,000, 8,000. You might, who knows, you could get 15,000 miles without changing the oil.
Right.
But at some point, the engine is going to seize up and you are going to have to either get a new car or replace it, make expensive repairs. And it's a similar situation in terms of not saying thank you to your clients. You may not see, I can't say for sure that everybody is going to get a 10,000% return on saying thank you to the clients. It's something that that you do because it's the right thing to do, and if you don't, it will eventually affect your business, but you might not see it right away.
Right.
We have a mutual friend, I believe, in Jim Palmer, the newsletter guru.
Right.
And he is a Zen Rabbit client. He would be fine with me sharing that information. He started working with me because he has a newsletter program. People sign up for a monthly program. And he wanted to improve the retention of the people in that program. His average retention rate, I believe, was about 7 or 8 months. People would get on the program, stay with him for 7 or 8 months, and then they would drop off. And he wanted to increase the length of time that they were staying with them. So one of the tools that he used was the gratitude cookie. And about a month before the average person would drop out of the program, he would send them a box of gratitude cookies and say, hey, I really appreciate you being in the newsletter program. It's great having you as a client. I'm so happy to be able to serve you. He doubled his retention after installing that program. So his average person went from staying 7 or 8 months to staying 18 to 20 months.
Wow. You're giving me something to think about now. Yeah.
And that's the kind of thing that can happen by just saying, first of all, he was aware of the trigger points in his business. Not every business has that kind of thing, in which case you go back to that thing about changing the oil. You don't know when the car is going to seize up, but at some point it will. So you just want to make sure you're changing the oil or saying thank you to your clients along the way.
Right. So just like we have a manual you know, for maintenance on our car, even if you don't know when that moment is, the engine would theoretically seize up, you can make a, you know, a best practices model and just decide when you're going to institute it and then start measuring the effects. So even if you, like you said, if you don't have any sort of metric in place that tells you when that moment of drop off is, this is still something that you could institute. And I'm just thinking out loud so that people can use this information to their advantage. You know, I had heard a statistic once on membership in things like Jim's newsletter that an average retention rate for something that's a monthly program like that mm-hmm. is 3 to 4 months is good. So the fact that he was already at a 6 to 8 month, you said, was doubling what the market sees as average retention for people on a membership site, so to speak, who are getting, you know, content every month that they can utilize. And now he's expanded it to how long with this program?
He doubled his retention.
Wow. That's really phenomenal. You know, it reminds me of, I'm a send out cards user. And if people don't know what send out cards is, you know, we can talk about that maybe another time. But I remember a sales rep telling me a story. And I think the guy was in the Guinness World Book of Records. He was a car dealer. And he made it a habit of sending a card to every one of his clients every month. He sent them a card for some reason, I think, regardless of how long ago it was that they'd purchased a car from him. And he just dropped cards to these people every month. And he just kept his database and he added to his database and he kept sending cards every month. And he was consistently the number one like car salesman in the United States kind of thing. And that's why he ended up in the Guinness World Book of Records. And it was simply because he was doing what you're talking about. He was staying in touch and he was showing gratitude for no particular reason. Just thank you.
Right, right. And you know what happens when a lot of people would look at that story, or he would probably, you know, go to events and tell people that he does that. And you know what most people would say to him? Oh, my gosh, isn't that expensive?
I knew that's what you're going to say, because I'm sure that's exactly what goes through people's mind. Oh, my God, isn't that expensive? Which is automatically the wrong thinking.
Right.
I mean, come on.
How much does it cost you to get a new client?
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, what's the cost of a stamp? I mean, that's a pretty cheap way to do your marketing. Now, I know that you have a report that's called the Little Known Secrets of Gratitude report, right?
Yep.
And there's something in that about the law of reciprocity. Can you expand on that for us?
Certainly. The law of reciprocity says that when you do something nice for someone, they feel a need to try to repay you what in some way. And again, it's not necessarily they turn around the same day and do something for you after you've just done something for them, but it's in their mind. If you help someone, I'll take an example from back in the days when we were in college. If you help somebody move their couch, they want to do something. They, you know, down the road, they're going to come help you with whatever you need in a few months. And so when you send a thank you to a client, they kind of feel indebted to you. Yes, they're giving you business, but now you've done something extra special for them. And they feel compelled to repay you. And so they may be making an extra effort to look out for a referral that they can send to you. They're going to be looking for ways to repay that so that they are, that it's kind of like, okay, now we're even. It's just right. It's a human thing to do.
You know, you've probably read this. There's a very good book that talks about this psychology. It's something that's wired into us. We can't help it. Mm-hmm. This is the way mm-hmm. we are. You've probably read Influence by Robert Cialdini.
Yes.
It's a famous, I don't even know what category the book is necessarily in. I think it's a marketing. It might be in the marketing category book, or at least business. I believe it's in the business, not in the psychology section. It's in the business section because it's about gaining influence over your marketplace. But he talks about this concept because there were university studies about it where they would bring in focus groups and things of that nature, and they would do various things, you know, give things away for free or exchange things and he goes into a lot of depth about how people actually reacted in these various situations because of the way we are hardwired. And it explains, like, if you've ever been in the mall and you're walking through the mall, or here in, you know, near New York City, you can be walking down the streets in Times Square and people are trying to hand you flyers. They're trying to give you stuff for free. And there are a lot of people that say, no, I don't want that, even though it's free. No, no, thank you. I don't want it. And psychologically, the reason that they're doing that, the reason that they're saying, no, I won't take that from you, is because they know that if they do take it, they are now in your debt.
Exactly. That's why the Hare Krishnas in the airport back in the day used to hand out little flowers.
Oh, so sneaky, those Hare Krishnas. No, but you're absolutely right. That's why in marketing, that's one of those things we do, is we give in order to receive, right? You give without remembering, and you receive without forgetting. That's very, very powerful. I know we're actually getting ready to go to another break. I can't believe it's going by so fast. We're going to have more with Lori Seitz and Zen Rabbit right after this break on Act Local.
And there's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you right now.
Act Local is the place where busy entrepreneurs like you gain more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives them the power to bring their business to the next level. Kaylin returns after a short break with more strategies and techniques to develop your inner warrior. We'll be right back.
In the annals of recorded history, there has never been anything that can compare to home movies. But now, in this modern era, where do you turn for the best information? Right here. It's the Home Movie Legacy Project, hosted by Rhonda Vigent. Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Central here on the Rockstar Radio Network. Learn how to organize, digitize, share on social media, use as genealogy research, repurpose, or even monetize found footage. Discover ways to find films about your own family that you didn't even know existed. Or create a documentary that can use the power of home movies to deliver a message that can impact the lives of many. For more on Rhonda and the show, go to our website, homemovielegacy.com. Then be here as the journey continues with the Home Movie Legacy Project with Rhonda Vigent, Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Central, here on the Rockstar Radio Network.
Want to get a contact high? Tune in for fun, inspiration, and motivation every Friday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Learn how to maximize your mojo and just say no to the status quo. Get inspired and motivated by a fun-loving coach who knows what it's like to get through this thing called life. With your High on Life coach, Audra Irwin, each Friday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time and 12 noon Eastern, right here on the Rockstar Radio Network.
And there's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you.
Welcome back to Act Local, marketing for small business with your host, Kaylin Amadio. Building on the marketing philosophy that we all have an inner warrior, part of us that demands we compete and win, that we defend our ideals, and that we take action to pursue what matters most. As a martial artist, she has lived her life by a certain code. These five words: perseverance, integrity, courtesy, self-control, and indomitable spirit. These are the foundation of her personal belief system and her corporate doctrine. And now let's return to Act Local and your host, Kaylin Amadio.
Hey now, this is Kaylin Amadio, and you're listening to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business, with my special guest today, Lori Seitz, founder of Zen Rabbit. I love the name of your company, Lori. It's just too much fun to say. Please visit that website at zenrabbit.com, zenrabbit.com. You may or may not know this. I was tweeting out different things this morning, trying to remind people to come listen to the show, and I had all kinds of rabbit things running through my brain. I couldn't help myself.
All right.
I want people to be quick like a bunny, to hop on over. You know, it's it was endless. Endless fun for me. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's see. There's so much that we could talk about, and we only have one segment left. Let's see what we can share with people. I know that I particularly like this commercial. There's a Capital One commercial with Jimmy Fallon, where he talks to that baby, right, who's always giving him a hard time, and he says everybody likes money except for this baby, right? And she's always throwing stuff around. So sometimes people decide that they're going to reward their clients with money. Do you feel that that's a good way to say thank you for business or for a referral?
I don't think that's, I think that's rarely a good way. It's easy. And if your industry allows it, they think it's easy, but it's not the best. It's actually not the best way. And if you want to get more referrals, it's not the best reward for, it's not the best way to say thank you and reward someone for sending you business. In fact, Dan Ariely wrote a book called Predictably Irrational. He's a behavioral scientist or sociologist, or he studies people's behavior. And he did a study that actually looked at paying people to do something versus asking them to do it as a favor. And he did a bunch of experiments. The participants in the first group were paid to do a specific task, and they were paid $5. The second group was only paid 50 cents for the same task. And then I guess he had three groups. The third group wasn't paid at all. And he asked them they were all asked to do the same thing. And what turned out was that the participants who were paid $5 they were asked to drag circles across a computer screen from one side to the other. So the group that was paid $5, they did 159 circles. The ones who got 50 cents only did about 101 circles. And the people who didn't get paid because they thought they were just doing it as a favor worked the hardest, doing 168 circles. So the money as a motivator, from his experiments and a lot of times in plays out in the real world, it's not as big a motivator as you would think.
You know, and that doesn't surprise me now that I hear you say it, because I have seen studies about employee loyalty and, you know, customer loyalty, but especially with employees, that often it's not more money that would make them like their jobs better. Often the number one thing that employees want from their employer is appreciation.
Exactly.
You just brought that to mind. I know that I have read that fairly recently, actually, in an article on the interwebs somewhere, that it was appreciation was the number one thing people wanted, not more money. I mean, more money is always nice, but they wanted to be appreciated.
Yeah, Yeah, and so from a business standpoint, if you're sending a gift or something other than money, you're going to get a bigger return on that investment. When you go back to talk about return on investment, it's better to spend money on a gift. And you could even end up spending less money on a gift because the recipient doesn't know what the monetary value of that is, but it means more to them than if you gave them money.
Right. Yeah, because you can't quantify the money in the same way that you can that gift that lasts forever.
Right.
The experience
of receiving that gift.
Right. And the memory that it makes. Yeah, money, mm-hmm. you know, comes and goes very quickly.
Yeah.
And you don't even always know why or where. So you can't attach an emotion to it like you can the gift. And it's the emotion that we attach to it that makes us remember it.
You're right.
So, of course, we are all busy people, right?
Yes.
And there are a million hats that we all wear, especially entrepreneurs and solopreneurs, people who are self-employed. They are wearing every hat in their business in the beginning before they can get help. They're busy. So how can we make it easier for them to get in the groove here and make sure that they aren't leaving that money on the table because they aren't showing proper appreciation to their clients? Is there a system that they can create?
Yeah, that's exactly what you have to do, is create a system, because when there's a system in place, things get done. In any situation, when you have a system, you don't have to stop and think about it. You've already established what happens. So what I do when I work with clients is I help them to create an appreciation system. We'll sit down and we'll say, okay, what happens when you get a new client? Well, what happens when you get a referral? What happens when somebody's been with you for a year? Or in some industries, you happen to know when the client's birthday is. What happens then? And find all the trigger points where you could potentially say thank you for the business. And then we create a system so that when a new client comes in, when a referral comes in, it's already set up. You don't have to stop and think, oh, that guy sent me a referral. I need to send him a thank you. I don't know what I'm going to send, but I'll think about it after I return these phone calls, and you never get back to it.
Right.
So once the system is in place, you don't have to think about it. You go, oh, I got a referral. Oh, yeah, I need to send him a box of gratitude cookies. And then they just, in the case of my clients, they send me the name and address of the person to whom the package is going, and it goes. There's nothing else to do on their part. If you've established that you're going to send a thank you note, then you already know. You hand it off to your assistant or you do it yourself, but you don't have to think about what needs to be done. What needs to be done is already established.
So you make it part of your standard operating procedure. You built it. You build it into part of your system, whether it's client maintenance, whether it's part of the sales process, part of the marketing process. You build it in somewhere.
Exactly. Yeah. And then it happens like magic.
Like pulling a rabbit out of a hat.
Oh yes, there you go.
I want to see a picture of you doing that. That would be a great photo for your website.
I'll have to get one.
Right? Working with me is like magic. You got to learn some magic tricks. That would be so cool. I can see it already.
I like it.
So I didn't realize that that part of the way you work is that you bring on clients and you become that system for them, the appreciation system on their behalf.
Yeah, I work with, it's kind of two parts. So we can do a consultation and create that system. And then the client can go off on their own and implement it. Or they can have me implement it for them. And that's usually what happens because it's easier.
Right.
But
you know,
it takes
another task off their plate that they don't have to mm-hmm. worry about doing. Unless they're really into the, you know, creative aspect of it. Now, and that's fine for people who see the value in spending money that way. And we already talked about the fact that sometimes people will say, well, but how much would that cost if I had to send a card every day? What if a business perceives that they don't have the money to institute a program like this? Can you give them an idea of where to start, what to do, how to think?
It could be as simple as sending a handwritten thank you note, which has a tremendous impact and costs the cost of a card and a stamp.
Right.
You have to really look at what's the lifetime value of a client. How much does it cost you to get that client? How much is that client going to be worth to you in the long run? Can you afford at least a handwritten note?
Right. And how much is a stamp today? It's less than 50 cents.
It just went up a couple weeks ago. What is it now? 46 cents?
So I think it's less than 50 cents. So for less than 50 cents, you can make someone smile and remember you. That's a that's a good thing. So for people who aren't super creative and are going to have trouble coming up with ideas for this, I think you have some actually free resources that they can use, don't you?
Yes, I do. We talked already about the Little Known Secrets of Gratitude report, and that is available at gratitudeprofits.com. There's also a link from zenrabbit.com to that report, so gratitudeprofits.com for that report. And then I also have a flyer that is, it's got the holidays, special occasions, and themes. So, like, if you wanted to do something and say thank you, but there wasn't a special holiday coming up, Valentine's Day is coming up, actually, that's a great time to say, I love my clients. But if it was, let's say, April and there wasn't a time, that flyer has a whole bunch of cool, funky holidays and special occasions you could use as a quote-unquote excuse to say thank you. And
right.
So if listeners go and download that report at gratitudeprofits.com, I will also send them the link to the holidays and special occasions flyer.
Oh, that's very nice of you. So did you hear that? It's gratitudeprofits.com, spelled exactly as it should be in proper English, gratitudeprofits.com, and you can get a free report from Lori. We're actually going to – we got to go on to the next show. I can't believe the hour's over. Lori Seitz of Zen Rabbit, thank you for being on Act Local. Make sure you go out to gratitudeprofits.com, get that free flyer.
Join Kaylin for some Monday morning marketing madness every week at the same time on Act Local. It will leave you with more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives you the power to bring your business to the next level. Act Local, Marketing for Small Business, airs